As many of you know, Senator Mike Braun is the ranking member of a Senate Committee on Employment and Workforce Safety, and thus he's really been the one leading the charge when it comes to challenging President Joe Biden's vaccine mandates for businesses. And it is looking like Senator Braun's challenge will pass the Senate this week. To get a full update, we are checking in with the senator himself. Hey there, sir. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kayla.
So before we get to the votes, for folks who maybe are unaware, Senator, what does your challenge say or do?
So this underlies, in my mind, the definition of what's happened since the beginning of the COVID saga, where bureaucrats and politicians, in many cases big business as well, have just kind of tried to dominate the dynamic. And when it occurred through an executive ruling that you either get a vaccination or you lose your job, Axios did a poll, and that's not going to be one that has any conservative bias. 14% of Americans say that does not make sense.
Mm-hmm.
They keep pushing because I think it's part of the dynamic of where they think they can do a lot of other things as long as they keep us marinating in fear,
mm-hmm.
and want to control that dynamic. So here, it is the only tool where it'll put, if you can get it to first base and beyond, every senator on record, every House member on record, do you believe in this nonsense? And got Joe Manchin late last Thursday to come on board. Of course, he's a senator from one of the most conservative states in the country. Thank goodness he did. I'm working on two or three others, but it will pass the Senate. In the House, every Republican is on it, and we only need five swing state, swing district representatives that come on board, and then it gets past their threshold. So it at least is going to put every individual that serves here in D.C., do you think that makes sense, or do you think mm-hmm. it's government gone wild? And I felt early on that it had real, so many things here can get started, don't make it to first base, can't get the vote. In the Senate, we just needed 30 senators. I had 30 senators in a couple, 3 days. And then when we made it bipartisan, that resonates, should tell the White House, back off on your nonsense.
Well, so speaking of that being bipartisan and Democratic Senator Joe Manchin coming on board, have you actually spoken with him? I mean, what made him decide to come on board?
Last Thursday, and a lot of this sounds like parlor games, much of it is here, Mike Lee and Roger Marshall, thank goodness, wanted to accentuate this issue as well,
mm-hmm.
with an amendment that would defund through OSHA. You don't get an amendment vote here in the Senate when the other side controls it unless you know it's going to go down to defeat. We did get every Republican on it, and I didn't want it to just die there. This Congressional Review Act, thank goodness, is a piece of legislation that was put into place many years ago that if you have really something arbitrary beyond the pale, that's either an executive order, which generally goes to the courts, but a ruling, which you try to run it through an agency, which is a little trickier to thwart, you can bring up the Congressional Review Act. And it worked.
Hmm.
And we got all, I mean, when you get 50 Republicans on board and you do it in 2 to 3 weeks, that is very unusual. So, and it keeps the government honest, especially for somebody like Biden, who's been pushing the extension of this kind of marinating in fear, letting government and bureaucrats dictate what is going to be around for a while, our navigation through COVID. And we can't be shutting down and locking down the economy as the way you roll through it. Look what de Blasio just did.
Yeah. In New York.
Going out the door in New York City.
Yeah.
Imagine having a business there.
When will the actual vote in the Senate on this disapproval resolution take place?
It's a privileged vote, so it's got to occur.
Okay.
So they can't do a lot of the stuff that happens here
mm-hmm.
of delay, but it's imminent, and they can't avoid it.
Let's play this out here real quick, because I've only got you for about 60 more seconds. But let's say it passes the Senate, which we know it will. It will ultimately obviously need to pass the House and then be signed into law by the president. Let's just play this out. Let's say it reaches the president's desk and he vetoes it. Any action after that, or is this just going back to what you said? You're just kind of getting everyone on record where they stand when it comes to the vaccine mandates.
This is going to be another moment similar to what happened recently in Virginia and New Jersey, when you're so out of sync, and that was education mostly, to where they basically were saying parents aren't stakeholders in their own kids' education. This is digging the hole so deep that you don't want to unleash government, return things to Main Street, to the productive economy. I think it even gives us, if we even need more fodder for getting back both chambers in 2022, this tells the American public what the Democrats are about. They want to change the country to make it driven from D.C., take it away from local and state governments, and especially even further damage the productive economy, Main Street America, that pays all the bills of this place.
Senator Braun, I appreciate everything you're doing, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Good to be on, Kayla.
Podcasts by Federated Media.